Well, it's a beautiful morning to be in Oberlin. And if we weren't here, we might be at the Splash Zone, a Lorain County Metro Park facility. And with us is Erica Rainey with the Splash Zone. Erica, what do you do over there?
Good morning. I'm the assistant manager over there, so I do a little bit of everything. I do a lot of programming, teach some classes, scheduling, and then kind of fill in as needed all over the place.
Classes, swim classes?
Swim classes. We offer a wide variety of swim classes. We have, from babies, infants. I actually started my son when he was 9 months old, up to adults. We also do a lot of different aerobics classes, step aerobics, cardio kind of stuff, spinning classes, yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, all sorts of different kind of classes for people to take.
Could you just talk about a little bit the importance of maybe getting little kids used to the water, being able to swim?
Sure, yeah. Like I said, I teach a very beginning kind of a class. It's for kids 6 months and older, and it's really fun to watch these kids grow and get more comfortable in the water. A lot of stuff in the beginning is more about play and having fun and just socializing in the water and teaching the parent how to work with the child and get them comfortable in the water. A lot of times being on the back is something that kids aren't comfortable with in the water. You know, if you just lay yourself flat, if you've never been in the water before, you just expect this child to lay on their back and be comfortable. But it's about, resting them on your shoulder, talking to the child, just getting them as comfortable as possible in the water with their parents.
Like any individual, though, you might see kids that somehow it seems like they were born in water, and other kids thinking, this thing here is just, a pain to my entire being.
Absolutely. And that is so common. And, parents get so frustrated. They're like, why is my child scared to death? And a lot of times they're just not ready. It's not one of those things where it's like, first grade, second grade, third grade. You could have a beginner at age 2, and you can also have a beginner at age 8 or 10. So really it's just about becoming comfortable in and around water and teaching the parents to get them in there more, but you never want to force them. I found that when you try to force a child in the water, it takes them longer to get comfortable.
I don't think of just sort of tossing them in.
I think they did that years ago. I remember
sure they
that.
Did.
But at least I've seen it in movies like that. Of course, as any child will learn, I remember when my daughter was, they'll learn at some point that they have to keep their mouth shut or how that works. And that's a whole different kind of body control.
It really is. And when we have like the young children who've never gone under and stuff, we actually teach the parent to blow in their face before they put them underwater to get them to kind of hold their breath. But I know my son, he's 3, and he swallows loads and loads of water every time he's in the pool. So that's what happens.
Yeah, but what you get them swimming young, then they're future people just to visit and enjoy all the other things.
Absolutely. And there's, we have a swim team, the Vermilion Torpedoes, and they start kids, they're 5 and 6 years old, swimming laps across the pool. So it's really fun to see that.
The outdoor pools closed some time ago. Yeah. You always have like a target date, or does it depend on the weather at all? Is that a factor?
Typically the last day of the season is the last Sunday of August. And that's just because kids go back to school and we kind of lose most of our staff. The majority of our staff is high school and college students. And once high school and colleges start back up, we lose a lot of people and we don't have the staff for the outdoor pool.
Do you offer any certification there?
We do. Okay. We do lifeguarding certification classes. We typically start offering those in January. We usually do a class on Sunday evenings, and then we do a class over spring break. And then we also do a water safety instructor class, and that's so that people are able to teach swim lessons.
Now, I've heard through the grapevine there might be something new coming to the Splash Zone.
Yes.
In the coming year or so, that has nothing to do with water. What is that?
Correct. I'm assuming you're talking about the dog park. I don't have a whole lot of information on that, but it is coming up in the future. We will have a dog park behind the Splash Zone. People will have to have a membership, but you'll be able to bring your dogs and let them come out and have a good time. I think it's going to be a really great thing here in Oberlin. Every summer we do a soggy doggy pool party after the outdoor pool closes for the season. People are allowed to bring their dogs in. to swim in the outdoor pool again once it's closed for people. And this has always been a really popular event, so I think people are really going to love the upcoming dog park.
Bruce, you've got four dogs. How about tossing them all in the pool at once? What do you say?
Do I have to worry about them clogging the filters at all? Because I got several of them that I have to. They don't even go in my pool.
They won't go in your pool.
Well, I don't let them go in my
pool. Oh, okay.
But I still have to get their hair out of my filter because just from them running around the yard out there.
Yeah, you surely wouldn't want to see our filters after our pool party.
That's right. Well,
that's why it's the last day of the season.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
But obviously a lot of things going on throughout the year there as well. It's a unique aspect to a metro park, isn't it?
Well, you know, the Splash Zone, it's kind of a different type of facility, when it comes to a metro park, because we are a fitness facility, and I don't know of any metro park near us that has a recreation facility. But it's really great. You know, we have the swimming pool, indoor pool year-round. We have the fitness center, so people can come in and work out. We have a field house with a walking track, basketball, volleyball courts. But we also offer a lot of different activities or programs for families and kids to participate in. I'll just tell you about a couple upcoming programs that we have going on. November 23rd, which is a Sunday, we have a Browns Day. If you wear brown and orange, you get half price. We'll have the Browns game playing on the big scoreboard in the pool. And we'll just have some fun activities going on geared toward, you know, the football game. November 26th, which is the day before Thanksgiving, if you have a 6 to 11-year-old child, you can register them to come in, and we'll keep them busy for a couple hours while you, start preparing Thanksgiving dinner. We'll play games with them, let them swim, feed them lunch. And then Sunday, December 14th, we have a Christmas party. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. And, of course, swimming is always involved in any kind of party that we have. So
that's great. And it's really, obviously, from all those things, there's a lot of involvement or thought about the family in response to what they need and what you can offer them.
That's correct. We like to try to offer programs that involve the whole family. Nowadays, I don't like to see where parents just drop the kids off. You want to have everybody involved, spend some quality family time, and why not make it active and fun and, get some exercise along with it.
Sounds great. Well, our guest today, Eric Arini, sharing some fun. I appreciate the enthusiasm for the Splash Zone, the Lorain County Metro Parks. Thanks for stopping out and sharing the details.
Thank you so much for having me.